This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States has called for the immediate release of a group of Hong Kong democracy activists facing trial in China on Monday after they attempted to escape the territory by speedboat for sanctuary in Taiwan. 10 of the so-called Hong Kong 12 are due in court in the southern city of Shenzhen, facing charges linked to an illegal border crossing. Chinese authorities took them into custody after their boat was intercepted on August 23rd. At least two of the group face up to 7 years in jail for organizing the attempted escape. Democracy activists last year led massive protests against Beijing's rule. Some of the group were already facing prosecution in Hong Kong, where China has imposed a draconian national security law that has stamped out the city's protest movement. A U.S. embassy spokesperson told the French news agency Sunday, quote, their so-called crime was to flee tyranny, speaking, of course, of the defendants. Comments came just hours ahead of the group's scheduled court appearance via video link. The U.S. diplomat urged the, quote, immediate release of the Hong Kongers, adding, quote, communist China will stop at nothing to prevent its people from seeking freedom elsewhere. China's foreign ministry responded, saying China urges the United States to immediately stop using Hong Kong issues to interfere with China's domestic affairs. And a Chinese citizen journalist was jailed for 4 years for her live stream reporting from Wuhan as the COVID-19 outbreak unfurled. That's according to her lawyer. Zheng Zhan, a former lawyer, was sentenced at a brief hearing in a Shanghai court for allegedly, quote, picking quarrels and provoking trouble for her reporting in the chaotic initial stages of the COVID-19 outbreak. You can keep up on this story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA.